This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, that's a great place to go and get started. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy there where you can learn the basics about Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Go to Bitcoin.com. For those of you just tuning in, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
We were just talking with, and he's still on the line, Ben in Texas, who has identified himself as, sounds like a libertarian activist. He says he knows the both of you guys, and Ben, it sounds like you've gone to these Libertarian Party meetings that Daryl likes to go to, the National Libertarian Party meetings. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And so you called in. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just recapping here for listeners just tuning in. So you called in to talk about, let's say, like the Facebook controversy last week where they took down hundreds of pages. We talked about this in detail on Friday night's episode of Free Talk Live. But targeting pages such as CopBlock or the Free Thought Project and others, very pro-liberty, police accountability pages, taking them down. You were talking about how people in your mind, now you've never actually done this, but that people should buy shares of the organizations that they disagree with and then go and try to change them from the inside. That's basically your position?
Yes, and I realize that I've never done this because it's something I recently found out about while looking into shares of Storm Ruger. And this is something that's been going on since the 17th century. It happens a lot more than you think, and it takes many forms of proxy battles. What will happen is there's a lot of investors out there that own small amounts of shares that may sympathize with our cause, and they will throw their votes behind us. So I know we might walk in there with just a few shares, but if our cause is worthy, more and more small shareholders begin to throw their weight behind us, and it has an effect. Not to mention, these things are publicized, and it makes a lot of waves, and it's something that...
Anybody here has ever heard about someone making waves at a Facebook meeting? Or whatever. I know, Jackie, you did pull up an article about somebody getting thrown out of somewhere. But, I mean, has anybody actually heard of anybody going to do this and making
I've never
waves?
Even heard of this until he called in.
I've heard of it. I think it was a bigger tactic back in the 70s and 80s. But they're shutting down people who try to do this. Like, I looked it up during the break. And instead of finding examples of people successfully doing it, I'm finding examples of people who showed up to meetings. They were shareholders. They should have been allowed in under the rules, and they just told them to throw them out by security. So it's like, how do you force these corporations to play by their own rules and let you into the meetings if they don't want to? I mean, do you have the budget to hire a lawyer and go head-to-head against a major corporation? So this tactic only works as much as the corporations are willing to play by their own rules and accommodate you, and not all of them are.
Plus, their rules are basically going to be set up to where you don't have any real effect because somebody's got controlling ability over that corporation.
Right, and I just pulled something up from Harvard, from their corporate governance law school, about the changing face of shareholder activism. Not going to read the entire thing, but they show a graph, or it's actually two pie charts, showing the percentage of total outstanding U.S. equities held by institutional shareholders. In 1950, it was 6.1%. In 2016, it's 70%.
let's be clear what that means. Institutional shareholders, in a lot of cases, are governments. They are organizations like municipalities that have taken taxpayer dollars and invested them in corporations, giving them, in some cases, controlling ability if they were to pool their votes.
They describe institutional investors as long-term shareholders, some of which are placed in index funds.
So, Ben, I'm sorry. I just got to say, this is – I know you called asking for Daryl and Jackie's opinions, but I want to weigh in on this as well. This seems – I'm not sure which is more futile. If it's more futile to try to go to a Facebook shareholders meeting to elect some board of director person to try to change Facebook from the inside, or to actually try to change the Libertarian Party from the inside at a Libertarian Party national convention. I know, Jackie, this is one of the things you and I agree on, is that Daryl should focus his efforts in New Hampshire and forget about the national LP, right? Because it's isn't it pointless?
Well, we agree on that for different reasons. You think it's pointless. I have people who are like, can you please keep him from meddling and running for president again? Or
I have no intentions of doing either of those things. And there are people, the more conservatives, that are upset that I worked with Sarah Daggers and Starchild to add the sex work plank to the platform that passed overwhelmingly.
It's true.
I don't know why you're yelling at me.
Go ahead, Ben.
I'm not presenting this as some kind of magic bullet, but I can say within the last year, these tactics were effectively employed at a Storm Ruger, the gun company, at one of their shareholder meetings.
And it's Sturm Ruger, not Storm Ruger.
Didn't you work for them?
I worked for a contractor for them.
So Ben, while I personally am skeptical about how effective this tactic would be, I don't want to be somebody who discourages, you know, people from trying out different forms of activism.
Yeah, it's your time. You can waste it however you want.
Well, everybody has different interests and different talents. And so if this is your interest, you know, try it. Come back to us. Let us know how it works. If it is working for, you know, left-wing gun rights opponents, maybe we can make it work for us. Maybe it's something where, you know, they wise up and start throwing people out of the meetings. But please do try using it for libertarian ends and let the rest of us know how well that works. Because I'm very curious and I'm always looking for, you know, new ways to, you know, attack creeping authoritarianism in the world. So.
Absolutely. And getting thrown out of events is nothing new for a libertarian activist. So I expect that.
Ben, are you referring, just to be clear, you mentioned Sturm Ruger. I found an article here from, looks like earlier this year, May of 2018. Sturm Ruger shareholders approved proposal for gunmaker to report on risks of its business. Is that the story you're talking about, where it's the Northwest Coalition for Responsible Investment that has got involved there?
That sounds similar to what I'm talking about in the time frame.
We're going to talk about that story coming up here in a moment because, you know, it's one thing to just say, hey, this thing worked, or you heard this thing worked. We're going to dig in a little deeper and see exactly what it was that purportedly happened here.
But it's something.
Well, here's the problem. Okay, so like I said, people can do whatever they want. You know, if you like having a hobby that you know, involves watching wrestling or football or singing karaoke or whatever it is, you know, we all have time that we pass until we finally die, right? So we can choose the ways we do that. Some things are more effective than others, and to me, if there's a company that's doing a thing that I don't like, for me, my time is much better spent actually building an alternative to that company, rather than begging and pleading and trying to take over from the inside that company. I am not interested in changing Facebook and how they behave. I'm much more interested in going somewhere else and either finding an existing alternative and supporting that existing alternative, like, let's say, the Mastodon platform, which is decentralized. By the way, Taryn Lupo just showed up on the Liberdon today. He saw the former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He saw my plug of Mastodon on my appearance on RT, showed up, created an account, and it looks like he's liking it so far. So why would I want to go spend a bunch of time changing Facebook, this behemoth, this corporate behemoth that by all evidence is evil, and you're certainly not going to stop them from interacting with the government in the way that they do, no matter how much effort you put into it, when I could just spend my time going and signing up on the Liberdon server at Liberdon.com and create my own account there and start promoting that instead? Why bother?
Well, that's up to each of us, But I'm the guy who says, you know what, let's use every tool in the tool chest. And this is
Let me know when you actually start using this tool and how it goes for you, Ben. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do have this article pulled up about the Sturm-Ruger purported shareholders tactic.
All right.
And so we'll see what CNBC's report on this has to say. Of course, you're welcome to join us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join us there, discord.lrn.fm.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord chat, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. And there is another chat. There's the Twitch chat, which isn't really that busy. It's not really a place where people do much chatting, but every now and then somebody will pop in there. And I am in there, so I am monitoring the Twitch chat. But there's a newer chat participant there, Chuck, who is, he seems concerned that we're not paying enough attention to the Twitch chat. And I just wanted to kind of explain the reason why. It's because we're not primarily on Twitch. This show's been around since 2002, which was before, you know, video was even really streamable on the, you know, the internet.
Right.
You could get video on the internet, but it was usually really small,
grainy window,
you know, not the best quality. And now Twitch is amazing as far as video quality is concerned, and it is a great platform. But it was originally intended for game streamers, people who are streaming their video games, and that's probably 95% of what you're going to find. If you go on twitch.tv, that's what you're likely going to see there. But they did expand a couple of years ago their categories to allow for other kinds of content. And so when I was given the chance to look for a new video streaming provider earlier this year, I chose Twitch, and it's been great so far. But, you know, Twitch is more of a also... You know, we're also on Twitch, right? We've got 190 radio stations that air us on AM and FM across the United States at various times throughout the week. We've got, of course, live streaming audio through our website and LRN.FM. And we're on satellite, free-to-air satellite over sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. So while I can understand where Chuck is coming from in his concern that, you know, we need to be interacting more on the air with the Twitch chat, because that's what he's used to when he watches. Because if you watch one of the video game streamers, they're constantly, you know, as long as they're not, like, you know, in the midst of some sort of firefight in the video game they're playing, because it's kind of hard to concentrate on, you know, shooting everything that moves and also read what's going on in your chat room at the same time. As long as it's like a more down-tempo game where you can easily kind of look over at the chat window, it's fun to, you know, interact with the chat. It adds an extra level of interactivity, and I agree with Chuck that it definitely is more welcoming. But we can't, like, can you imagine how bad radio it would be if we were, like, every time somebody likes our stream or comes into the chat room or says something that we're like, welcome to the chat, Chuck. You know, like, welcome to the channel, Jimmy, or whatever, right? Like, that wouldn't be that wouldn't be a listenable radio show.
It might be an interesting podcast if there's a very small...
Not even a podcast, because then you got audience listening later. Podcast is a downloadable thing.
Right.
Twitch chat's only for live interactions.
Right, so I say that as somebody that listens to a podcast that does... Their podcast is the audio of their Twitch stream, and they read off certain chats out of the Twitch, and then, you know, if somebody winds up buying some of their merch during the show, they'll read, oh, this guy in this town just bought a thing from us.
Plus, I mean, the Twitchers are really good at being, I mean, well, some of them are not so good at it, but some of them are pretty good at trolling. So I'll read something from here now. Red Monkey Barrow says, so what you're saying is we're not important enough for you. No, what I'm saying is that nobody is important enough for us to read off a list of chatters or whatever it is that's going on. Every now and then we'll reference it, right? Like, sometimes I'll get on and I'll say, oh, in the Discord chat they're talking about fill in the blank, you know, whatever it is they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about right now. I think they're making fun of Zach, who's one of the chatters in there. They found his mugshot or something like that. I think that went by a few minutes ago. So every now and then we will highlight what is going on in these places. But the most important people to a talk show, besides the fact that, you know, there are listeners out there. If we don't have listeners, we don't have a show.
Right.
Because nobody's listening. But as far as the elements of the show are concerned, it's the callers. And so if you want to be that important, just get on the lines. We've got open phones at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or, and I recommend this, you join our Discord server. You can still chat in the Twitch chat if that's where you prefer. But you do have to join the Discord if you want to get on our Discord call-in lines and sound like you're in the studio, like Gene the Christian Anarchist. And that's how you guarantee to get your name on the radio, is you call the show. It's talk radio. That's what we do. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Gene? Oop, are you there? Yeah, he's unmuted. I don't know why he's not talking. Maybe there's some technical issue on his side. Normally, Gene works out pretty good, and he sounds great, so we'll probably try to get him on here shortly. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So here's the story that I think it was Ben who called in a few moments ago. I believe he was referring to, from CNBC, a group of nuns and other faith-based investors won a shareholder vote at Sturm, Ruger & Company, requiring, this is earlier this year, requiring one of the nation's largest gun makers to prepare a report about the risks of its business. Ruger's CEO, Christopher Killoy, said at the company's annual meeting on Wednesday that the company will comply and prepare the report. He said shareholders have spoken. But, he added, the winning proposal, quote, cannot force us to change our business and cannot change what Ruger is about and what we stand for, unquote. So there he is saying, okay, yeah, you know, we'll do your report, but we're still going to sell guns. Right. So, I mean, if you think that you're going to be able to take over Ruger, because the caller was suggesting taking over somehow these shareholders meetings.
We need to buy shares of McDonald's and have them stop selling Big Macs.
So he said that the winning was the first major test this year for faith-based shareholder groups, which have been urging the nation's gun industry to act after recent examples of gun violence. The shareholder groups have reached out to big banks and investment firms for their support, an effort that has paid off in this instance. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager and Sturm Ruger's largest shareholder because of its giant index fund business, voted its 2.8 million shares in favor of the shareholder proposal, a source told CNBC. Vanguard is the second largest shareholder, though its vote is unknown. A spokesperson wasn't immediately available. Specifically, the proposal, backed by Catholic Health Initiatives and the Northwest Coalition for Responsible Investment, asks gunmakers like Sturm Ruger to prepare a report about the financial and reputational risks associated with their business. The shareholders plan to introduce a similar proposal on the proxy of American Outdoor Brands, another gunmaker that typically holds its meetings in the fall. Two major shareholder voting advisory firms, Institutional Shareholder Services and Glass Lewis, threw their support behind the proposal, while Sturm Ruger's board had advised against it. Since a February shooting at the Florida high school that left 17 people dead, there has been a surge of activism to stop further gun violence involving a range of constituents, from the high school students who survived the shooting to major banks, retailers, and investment firms. We've heard of banks closing accounts,
right,
for instance, for some of these gun manufacturers. Colleen Scanlon, chief advocacy officer of Catholic Health Initiatives, who was present at the meeting to introduce the proposal, said, quote, a new momentum has emerged over these last few months. It's so significant that a majority of shareholders are asking their company to consider gun safety. BlackRock said in a note to clients in March that it would reach out to the gun makers to try to get them to talk about their business, and added that it could use its position as a major shareholder to vote against directors and in favor of shareholder proposals. Look, even if this were true, that you could actually have some sort of substantive change to these companies, and basically this, you know, the CEO is like, yeah, you're not going to stop us from doing this stuff.
Right.
Even if you could, it would just mean the companies would stop going public, right? They would just stay private, and they'd keep their rules to themselves. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump got a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Michael in Florida and Georgia. the president earlier today with Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida.
I've never looked behind you. I mean, these massive trees that just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this. This is really incredible.
The Saudi government is considering issuing a statement saying rogue operatives killed the Washington Post reporter during an interrogation gone wrong. It's unclear if and when the statement will be released, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. The family of Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, put out a statement saying that he died Monday from complications due to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial in here toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-453. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and we're going to get back to Gene because he fixed his microphone issue. Somehow it had switched to push-to-talk, which doesn't always, you know, it's not clear if it's push-to-talk. You don't know what to push, all that. So, yeah, you don't want to have push-to-talk mode on if you can avoid that. Anyway, it's Ian here with you.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
Also, I want to make sure you know about the upcoming Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is right around the corner at this point. We are less than 2 weeks from October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. It's the fourth ever Texas Bitcoin Conference, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the conference, as we have done every single year it's happened. So it's going to be great to be back and seeing some great speakers, including Paul Puay from the company known as Airbits. Formerly, it's now Edge Wallet. Always fun to have Paul on the air. He's a great guest. Bruce Fenton, who just recently organized his own conference here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
He's going to be flying down to Texas to speak there. Lynn Ulbricht's going to be there. So I haven't seen Lynn probably in a couple of years. It'll be nice to see her, although she almost never has anything, you know, good to say about what's happening with her son, Ross, who is in a prison cell for two life sentences plus 40 years. It would be great if there was some good news coming out of that prison cell, but unfortunately the best news is that Ross is now tweeting, which is good news, but he's not out of the prison cell, and unfortunately he's not getting out at this point unless Donald Trump gives him either a pardon or clemency.
Right.
And there is a petition to help do that. And we'll tell you about that in a moment. But go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and you can grab your tickets now for October 27th and 28th in Austin. Lots of great networking opportunities, panels, keynotes. It's going to be a great conference. It always is. So head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com. The full schedule guest list is up there right now on the website, TexasBitcoinConference.com. And if you do want to help out with Ross Ulbricht and trying to petition for a pardon, then you can go to FreeRoss.org. And I was told last week that there's another part to the video series up, which I have not watched the second part, but I did watch the first part of it. It's called Railroaded, and it is a documentary series all about Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road and the fall of the Silk Road and all the corruption behind the scenes by the federal government. And
new episodes coming out on Tuesdays.
Yeah. So that means...
So they actually have the dates. The next one comes out tomorrow.
Okay, great. Highly recommend this. If even if you are a Ross Ulbricht fan and you've been following the case, you're going to learn stuff if you watch this video. They're gathering information from various different sources, legit sources, court documents, police investigative files. And, I mean, we followed it close here on Free Talk Live, and I've already, 25 minutes in to what is ultimately going to be a six-part documentary, I learned some stuff.
Yeah.
So
I will probably wait for all of it to come out and then watch it all at once.
Yeah, don't miss it. FreeRoss.org, it is there. You can check that out. All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, going to give him a second shot. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys, and yes, that includes Jackie as well, because it's a neuter gender term. Just wanted to talk about the latest, it's not the latest, but it's another way that the government is snooping on us. And, I've told you in the past that I like to fly and have fun when I do it. But as of 2020, something is coming around in the aviation community that's... they've been pushing this for over 4 years now, and it's called ADS-B. Now, ADS-B means Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. So what it is, up until now, if I flew my airplane around and I'm in an area close to a major airport, I have to have something in my airplane called a transponder.
Okay.
A transponder is very old technology. It goes back like 40 years. And all it is basically whenever the radar hits you, because they have at those large airports, they have their big radar antenna spinning around and it's checking for all traffic in the area. Okay, so when that hits you, your aircraft then sends a ping back, which identifies you according to a number that you type into this device. Now, normally, people like me that are just flying around VFR, we put in 1,200. So 1,200 means... I'm a VFR airplane. I'm not flying IFR.
VFR, IFR?
VFR is visual. IFR is instrument.
Instrument, correct. So flying around, all I would ever have to do is put 1,200. I can go fly around wherever I want to pretty much as long as I stay away from the big airplanes, big airports in the what they call Class B and Class C airspace. But that's getting too technical.
You can't fly over military bases, can you?
You generally can, not where you have a controlled surface. There are military operation areas that you can fly over, but usually you have to be, you don't have to tell them you're going to be there in some of those areas unless they're restricted, but you do have to, be aware that there's, high speed traffic and training and helicopters and stuff.
So you can't go to Area 51.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Cannot go to Area 51. That's a restricted area.
Got it.
That also doesn't exist.
Right. what were you talking about?
So
anyway, go ahead.
So the new surveillance system that's coming out in 2020 is called ADS-B. Now ADS-B is going to be an active, system, whereas, this was, currently just a passive system that responds to a radar ping.
Mm-hmm.
So ADS-B is going to be active where your aircraft has to be equipped with instrumentation that tells your GPS position to the air traffic control at all times. Now, this is required everywhere that currently requires a transponder. So there's only going to be a small portion of airspace left in the country after 2020 that you can fly and not have this ADS-B. ADS-B identifies your aircraft. It identifies your altitude. It identifies your position.
Well, that sounds really invasive.
It's a snooping system that will guarantee that wherever you are, they will know what you're doing.
And if you don't have this system installed and they detect you in the air through the old system, do they then, like, scramble jets to take you down? What happens?
You will get violated, and that means that when you land at an airport or whatever, that they'll probably come out. And, you can probably get away with it a few times. Mm-hmm. But they will eventually catch up to you. They will violate you.
Damn.
They'll take away your pilot's license. There are people out there flying without pilot's license right now because mm-hmm. unlike highway pirates, there are no air pirates flying around with little blue lights on their airplanes to pull you over.
So was this one of those things that the bureaucrats just kind of came up with, or did Congress have to actually pass a law to authorize this?
FAA did it, and mm-hmm. I don't know whether there was actual law, but I'm sure there was some kind of a bill passed. But the whole idea they're saying is for safety, air safety. Well, it could be for air safety, but it isn't really required because aviation safety is already one of the highest that you can achieve. I mean, our air safety is a very, very good record. So what they're doing...
Well, I would imagine the commercial airlines are already on board with this, right? Like, they want to know where their planes are at all times, and, that way, they get lost or crash.
All commercial aviation currently is on ADS-B, and a good portion of private aviation is already on it. But the thing is, what we're afraid of, or what I'm afraid of, is anytime you make a slight violation of the rules... they're going to know about it, and they're going to come after you. And eventually, I think you're going to see a lot of pilots that are going to be losing their pilot licenses because they violated the rules too many times. And it's just another way for Big Brother to keep an eye on you. Mm-hmm. Up until now, being able to fly your airplane around the country was a pretty freedom.
What if your plane is registered in another country where ADS-B isn't required? Is that a way around it?
If you fly in that controlled airspace, you will be required to have ADS-B.
Damn, dude. Sorry to hear about that. Thank you for, I guess they got you right where they want you. Thanks for the call, Gene, the Christian anarchist. One of our chatters there in the Discord chat. You can join him and others over at discord.lrn.fm or jump in one of the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, just like he did, and join us on the radio. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. We got the controlling relationship rules still to go here on Free Talk Live. We'll come back to that.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us here. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. That is the point of this program. Joining you in our studio tonight, though, it's Ian,
Jackie,
and Daryl.
Jackie, who just showed up in the Twitch chat, by the way, which you can join over at twitch.lrn.fm. I forgot to mention that earlier when we were talking about Twitch. I probably should have given the actual URL where you can go and watch the show. And apparently we've got a few dozen viewers here tonight on Twitch, which is nice. Nice to have folks there. And, of course, we appreciate anybody that follows the show, especially those that actually subscribe to the channel on Twitch. You can do that if you've got a Twitch Prime, excuse me, an Amazon Prime. They call it Twitch Prime on Twitch. But if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription per month that you can then allocate to the channel that you prefer. Hopefully that's us. If so, all you got to do is link your Amazon account to your Twitch account. And there's a very simple process to do that. So if you're watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, just scroll down a little past the screen where, you know, it shows you the video window. Scroll down, you'll find the instructions on how to link up your accounts and give us that Twitch subscription that you may not have ever used. Like if you've been an Amazon Prime subscriber, but you've never really been on Twitch before, this is a perk you didn't know you had. And so if you assign it to the LRN channel, then you don't have to pay for that subscription, and LRN, the shows get a little bit of money comes into LRN for that. And that helps, you know, if we need to buy some new equipment here for the studio or whatever, that can help with that. So,
and that is something that you need to renew every month.
Manually, yeah, you have to. It doesn't automatic, unfortunately. I wish it would do it. If it were automatic, then we'd probably have more than 40, because I know we hit 40 at one point, but people drop off if they're not watching regularly. But I understand why they do it, right, because they want to make sure you're actually watching the channel. If you don't actually watch the channel, then you're going to forget about it, unless we remind you, like we're doing now. So head on over to twitch.lrn.fm, and again, if you're already a Prime subscriber on Amazon, you can link up and hook us up with that subscription. We sure do appreciate it. Or if all you can do is follow us, you can afford that, then we appreciate you following us on the Twitch platform, because that allows you to get notices when we go live. So if you want to get an email notice, or if you've got the Twitch app on your smartphone, It'll ping you right there through the app with a notice letting you know that we are here and we're talking and we got open phones where you can join us and talk on the radio. So thank you guys for that over on the Twitch channel. And as I said, it does have its own chat, which actually has some chatters tonight, which is unusual. So that's cool. All right, we continue here. You can bring up what you want. We did have somebody in the Discord lines. I do want to say, when you call us on Discord, you do need to have your microphone unmuted. And if you're new to Discord, I don't know if it's like the default, because I see it happen a lot. I see it happen where people will join those channels and their mics are muted. So we can't put you on if your mic's muted. So make sure you got your settings straight. Usually we check with you in advance, so we'll do our best to do that. At the beginning of the show, we started an article from, it's actually appeared in a lot of places, the Daily Mirror, Fox News, Bored Panda. Apparently Bored Panda was the original sharer after a guy on Twitter had originally shared a document that he claims to have discovered in the car that he bought at a car dealer, so a used car.
Yep.
That he'd purchased. And it is a purported relationship agreement. And we have the 22 rules that apply in this particular person's relationship. We went through the first six. I'll just go through real fast here. You're not to have a single girl's phone number. You're not to follow them on any social media. You're not to hang out with Keegan, whoever that is. You're not to go to Honda without me. You're not to hang out with your friends more than two times a week. And we left off on number six, that you are not, and the nots are in all caps.
And some are underlined, apparently.
In the original document. Yeah, I'm looking at a text version where there's no underlining. You are not to look at a single girl. Now,
that was already on the list.
No, it was you are not to have a single girl's phone number. That was rule number one. This is rule number six. So I mentioned it earlier.
You had already. Yeah. That's
this
why
is the
sounded
one we left
familiar.
Off on. I was saying we left off on this because we weren't. I don't think we were done. At least I wasn't done talking about this. Because earlier we weren't sure when it said you're not to have a single girl's phone number. It's not clear as to whether or not that is the phone number of a single girl, meaning a girl who does not have a relationship at the time,
correct.
Or you are not to have a phone number of any single girl, meaning like no women
right.
whatsoever. You should not have their phone number, including your mother or grandmother
correct.
Or whatever. And I feel like number six, you are not to look at a single girl. You wouldn't know whether or not a girl is single by simply looking at her. So therefore, this must mean you cannot look at any other women.
Right.
That's what this rule is.
I don't think there was necessarily a lot of logic and coherence involved in making this list.
You don't think she checked it twice before she hammered it out?
It doesn't read like somebody who really thought through the, how it would parse and the implications.
Right, because, as I mentioned or asked when you read this earlier, because I knew it sounded familiar, what happens when you go to Applebee's and the person taking your order is female? You're not allowed to look at the waitress? you can't.
You gotta go with blinders.
Apparently, you can't drive because there might be a woman walking down the sidewalk.
Right. Well, you're just not supposed to look at her, Daryl. So you just cannot move your eyes in the direction of the woman. You can peripherally vision. You can see it because that's not the same as looking at a thing, right? Like I'm looking at you right now. Jackie's in the room. I know in my peripheral vision
right.
where she is, but I'm
watch
now
out
looking
for pedestrians.
At Jackie. Right.
So, if they're female pedestrians, then just close your eyes and hope they move out of the way of the car.
Yeah, but, this rule isn't unfamiliar, I think, to a lot of guys out there.
Right.
The rule where the girl gets jealous. And to me, this is a deal breaker. If any girl tries to tell me in a relationship that I'm not allowed to look at another girl, she's not the right girl for me.
Right.
Because one of the things I've always enjoyed with my girlfriends in the past is enjoying looking at other women. Like, it's kind of a fun thing to do, because usually your girlfriend can also appreciate, another good-looking woman. So the idea that, you should somehow be prohibited from looking is, like,
right.
the most controlling, obsessive kind of...
But you should only have eyes for me, Ian.
Well, Daryl, you're an attractive man, but... Anyway, let's go on. Number seven. If girls come up to you at any place or any time... You are to walk away. Walk in all caps.
Surprise, she didn't say run.
I mean, does this person not have a job with female coworkers?
Well, we don't know.
How does that work?
We don't know anything about this person. But yes, that would make difficult. It would make it very difficult to have female coworkers there,
yeah.
Or being approached by, you know, the,
or being the barista at Starbucks. Sorry, girl in the yoga pants, I can't look at you, talk at you, or take your order.
Just go hide in a corner. Number eight, Mo is not hang out with us every time we hang out. Now, not clear if Mo is a male or female. Number nine, you are not to ask for H-D. Now, I wonder if Fox censored that. Let's see here. I'm going to pull up the daily.
It looks like it's an H, two letters, and a D. So we
I'm pretty sure it's head.
We could probably guess.
Yes. Yeah. But I just wanted to see here if it's actually hyphenated in the original. I pulled up the original scanned list here. You are not. No, it is not censored in the original. Okay, so you're not to ask her for that. I presume she means
right. You're
not to ask her for that, because you already can't approach any other woman.
Right, you already can't talk to any woman to say, I would like a large frappy mocha latte chino.
So I guess you're just supposed to hope that she feels like, you know, dishing that out if you've been good and followed all the rules. Number 10, you are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
Okay, so what? You wait until they compound, and then you get mad at her about a bunch of things.
Yeah, multiple things. Yeah, you can't get mad about single things, but you can get mad about a list.
You are not to bring up Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh ever again. These sound like friends of his that he's been banned from hanging out with.
Which she previously says, you don't get to hang out with your friends. You
more
don't get to hang out with
more
this particular friend.
It was the rule was number five, you're not to hang out with your friends more than two times a week. But this group of friends shan't be brought up.
And then there's another person that specifically mentioned Keegan. There's somebody named Mo.
Right. Can't hang out with Keegan at all.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Number 12, you are not allowed to drink unless I am with you. Number 13.
I'm guessing she means alcohol, because otherwise she would dehydrate.
You need water to survive. Yeah, I think she means alcohol on that one. And maybe he's an alcoholic. You know, maybe this is written out of concern for his well-being. That could be a possibility.
But there might be women at the AA meetings, and alcoholics go to meetings.
Right. And she could be worried that if he's drinking, he will be more likely to violate the other rules by approaching and or talking to women.
Right.
Number 13. I am allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
So, like, go through his phone and look at his messages? Is that what a phone check is?
Could be, or it could be a phone call at any time, but I think you're probably more likely.
Generally, I'm going to check your messages. I'm going to look at all your pics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The downloaded folder. Why do you have a picture of this girl?
I mean, there are people like
now
this
out there.
Now I
know why he's an alcoholic and wants to drink.
More coming up here. I've got a few more of these rules to go through. You can weigh in if you've had an experience like this in your relationship.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653.
877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.